Hello, my name is Sarah Lammens. I'm the General Director of the Royal Library of Belgium.
Now, the Royal Library of Belgium has something that has been pretty much of a secret, which is this wonderful multi-type view of the city from the rooftop. And the thing is that to find it, you had to really know where you were going to find it. So what's changed now?
Indeed, it was very difficult to find because you had to go through all the building and several levels, and it was a little bit complicated. Today, we're inaugurating a new elevator, which goes directly from the Mont des Arts to the rooftop terrace to this wonderful view over the city.
And it's actually more than one, it's a number of different views, because a view north from the rooftop restaurant is one of the most extraordinary views in Brussels, and now people are finally going to be able to see it. But this elevator is part of the whole modernization plan?
Absolutely. This is part of a plan which aims to open up the Royal Library and the heritage that we conserve to the public, to the people, to the city also. So a few years ago, we were able to renew our welcome spaces, but also our exhibition spaces. A few years ago, we opened a new museum within the library, all aimed to open up the heritage, the expertise, to open the doors. And this elevator is one of the next steps in that process.
And people, a lot of people don't know that thanks to the major spending sprees of the Dukes of Burgundy, there's an extraordinary collection of manuscripts that are just amazing. And what's really great is that every 6 months or so, you can come back and see new documents because they have to be put out of the light.
Yes, indeed. The manuscripts, in fact, for conservation reasons, cannot stay too long exhibited to light. So every 6 months, we change the selection. We have such a rich collection that we are able to show every time new things. So that's one of the positive things, I think, that really invites people to come back, just not come once, but come back and discover each time another part of the heritage that we preserve here in the library.
Well, I certainly do that, and it's extraordinary. I love this place, and I think it's wonderful. Well, what other modernization are you doing?
We try to modernize our physical spaces, of course, to open up the building, to make it more accessible. But we're also working a lot on opening up our collections online. So we try to digitize as much as we can, to put it online, to come up with platforms that make our collections more accessible, more findable. So that's also a big project, to open up the collections virtually.
And now there's a restaurant up here, which people should know about because it's a great place to have lunch on. But it was a cafeteria before. And that's how I discovered it. But actually now there's this great new restaurant.
Yes, when we renewed the exhibition spaces and we opened a museum on the Dukes of Burgundy, we also had a new public. We had more tourists, more cultural lovers that came in the library. And there was a lot of demand to have some restaurant and some more functionalities for this group of people. So that's why we, since a few years now, we have this wonderful restaurant.
Well, I urge everyone to come and use this new elevator. And if you're from Brussels or live in Brussels, you've got to know about this place.
Thank you very much.